This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to our podcast. We are happy to be with you today.
Yes.
Day after a really nice spring day yesterday. My goodness.
It was amazing. It was very windy, and it sounded like my house was going to fall down. Like,
oh,
the big bad wolf was knocking at the door.
Let me in.
But it was beautiful.
Well, and you live up on a hill. For those of you who don't know, Tiffany lives in a log cabin-ish house.
It's definitely a log cabin. Yep.
On top of a huge hill. It's so big. I would almost call it a very small mountain.
Yes. Like, if you don't have all-wheel or four-wheel drive, you have to hit the gas and not let go until you get to the top. Because the hill will stop you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you have to take a running start at the bottom of the hill, get up to speed. I kid you not, to make it up the hill. But anyway, so you probably really got a lot of the wind.
The way the house is, I don't know if something like cuts it off so we don't get as bad, but you can definitely hear it on the roof, and it was just very windy yesterday. And we definitely have lots of branches down everywhere and all the good stuff.
Well, you know, I have my patio swing covered with tarps, and it's pretty heavy. And my husband came home from work yesterday to find it sideways from where the wind had pushed it. And like, our garbage cans were all the way at the back of our yard. So, I mean, the wind was just crazy yesterday. It was February 9th yesterday. Today is February 10th.
Yes.
If you were wanting to know a reference as to when we're talking about, but
Here we are in Northern Kentucky.
That's
in
right.
February, with it almost got to 70 degrees yesterday.
It was so good.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. I included that in my prayer. I was thanking him and thanking him. And after our episode last week, broccoli, melancholy, whatever Jen named it, it was like a little wink from God. Like, I hear you, winter blues. Let me give you some sunshine. So it was a nice wink from the Lord, and super thankful.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, the strange thing about that is, since January, my daffodils have been trying to come up. It's like nature's a little confused as to what's going on.
Yeah.
That
our tulips are. Yeah. Yeah. We see them poking through there. I'm like, okay.
Don't come up yet. Although we do have another month of winter, so to speak, but
at least. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully not. Lord, you're in charge of that. So
that's right.
We just come to you begging for a early spring, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. Sorry. That's my agenda. Lord, if it's in your will, please let me know.
Nothing wrong for asking what you want, right?
Yes, the Lord loves to hear from his children, and I'm knocking at his door.
That's right. That's right. It's good to tell him what we want and ask for what we need. And he does not begrudge us coming to him and asking him for those types of things. He may, and his answers may be yes, wait, or I have something better for you. I don't like to say the word no, because really,
we're not now.
Well, that's what I mean by wait.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
But I have something better for you is better than no, because it's the truth of who God is, that if he says no to something for you, it's because he has something better in mind for you, for your good. And so better than no is I have something better in mind for you. So anyway,
for he knows the plans for us, and
that's
we can
right.
trust that, right?
Hey,
right.
How about that Jeremiah 29:11?
Hey, Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes. I see you.
Yes. So last week we covered a topic from a new friend to our show, not to Jen, but a new friend, Miss Gina Ellis, who was a guest a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we We have no agenda for the most part, unless we have a guest on the show, which, plug real quick, we have an amazing guest coming to you the following next podcast. You're not going to want to miss it. So make sure you subscribe to our channel so you and get those notifications turned on so you can hear as soon as the podcasts come up every week, but especially the following week, we have an amazing guest. So I'm not going to give you any of the details, but on a personal level, I am giddy and excited. Anyway,
You're fangirling out.
I'm trying not to fangirl. After I talked to this woman yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so excited about it. Like, I just rambled and I just sent her a text like, I'm going to try to get it together next week. No promises, but I'm going to try. Maybe we'll just let Jen talk and I'll just be like, So we'll see. Anyway, so we, again, every podcast we ask, what do you want to hear from us? We want to know, and we pray like, God, what do you want from our podcast today? We just want to do what you want to do. So we did that today, and as Jen was doing some analytics, praise the Lord for our precious Jen who can do those things so effortlessly and beautifully. He just dropped in another topic that Gina had suggested into my head, and it is called Friends 2.0. So we have done a Friends episode very recently, and she listened and she wanted more. And I agree. Like, there needs to be more. And hopefully some of the things we give you today will give you some tools to take away to, help your relationships and friendships. So, Jen, what did you think about when God kind of dropped this in our thoughts when we talked about Friends 2.0 and when to let go? What was kind of the first thought you had?
Honestly, the first thought I had was a situation that I went through related to what we're going to jump into today about chasing after people.
Yes.
And you had made the statement of when you are chasing after someone for a friendship and they are not reciprocating, that's not friendship, that's a chase.
Yes.
And so I just The first thing that popped into my mind was a situation that I had that I had to really step back and look at in a bigger way of there was a person that I really wanted to connect with. And we had a mutual friend and had a situation where I ran into both of them and said to this person I really wanted to connect with, we should do lunch or coffee or something. And she was like, oh yeah, that would be great. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll connect. And I was like, awesome. I'll get your phone number from our mutual friend. Went on our way, reached out to the mutual friend and said, hey, I want to connect with this person. Can I have their number? And they said, no, you cannot have their number. I was like, okay, can't have their number. Why not? And they were like, well, she's very busy. She has a lot on her plate. And it's my job as her friend to filter out people that she really can't connect with. And I was like, okay. And that hurt my feelings because I was like, I just talked to her and you really can't speak for her. She can
Right.
speak for herself. I appreciate that what you're trying to do, but we had already talked about this and she was a witness to that. Anyway, so eventually through different channels, I got this person's cell phone number, reached out to them, said, let's, hey, connect. I'm reaching out to you to connect to maybe do coffee or lunch or whatever. And I got no reply whatsoever. And then like weeks went by, just sent a follow-up, still didn't hear anything. And then about a month and a half after I had sent the original text, she replied back to me and said, I'm really sorry I didn't reply back. I got a lot on my plate. I don't always see my text messages. And a different mutual friend had pointed out to me that she, was also friends with her and said, yes, she's telling you the absolute truth. She's just really bad at returning texts, whatever. Long story short, what it taught me was that I had to not take that personally.
Yeah.
Because if I did, it could send me down a really ugly, not truth-filled path.
Yes.
The truth of the matter was that her and I just could not connect because she did not have the bandwidth. She wasn't
Yeah.
busy, she just wasn't available. And it had nothing to do with me, nothing, zero to do
Right.
with me. But it also meant that for whatever reason, we just weren't meant to be friends in that moment. And that was okay. That was not a
Yeah.
judgment on her. It was not a judgment on me. And that took a little time for me to be objective about that. And I was able to then say, okay, well, I just bless her, Lord, just
Yeah.
help her with whatever is going on in her life that makes her so unavailable that, she can't connect with people, but also to not feel obligated to say to someone, like, I feel like she didn't want to hurt my feelings in that moment and was like, yeah, sure, let's connect, let's do whatever,
Right.
when she really couldn't. Do you know what I
Right.
mean? So
Didn't have the capacity. Right.
she didn't, she was unavailable. And I heard, or I read something yesterday about that, about saying you're busy as opposed to saying you should say you're unavailable, not busy, because
Right.
that's really what it is. It's you've just got too many things, obligations that you can't put
Right.
another one. So anyway.
Right. So instead of what we might have done or what you might have done in the past in that situation, continue chasing this person until you made her your friend. That, until she was your bestie. You backed up and you analyzed the situation and you said, you know, this isn't for me in this season. She is unavailable. And if she wanted to make it work at this time, she would. She can't though.
Right.
So I'm not gonna take this personal and I'm gonna let her go. And she knows I'm here. She has my number if she wants to connect at another date. So I think that was a great example of when it's time to let go. You know, because Jen and I are very similar, and I know we're not the only little girls, not that we're little girls, but little girls in the past who found ourselves chasing love for whatever reason. Maybe it's our God design because we are super needy in our feelings and things like that. But we tend to, Jen and I, pursue love because we are trying to fill up our love tank. So that looks like has looked like damaging relationships in the past. So the reason why we're talking about this is because we know that we're not the only women out there who have chased love to try to fill up our love tank. And you know what I found at my age of 41? That really the only one that can fill you up anyhow is the Lord.
That's right.
So it's like you get to a point where you're just done chasing because you know the expectation you're putting on this other human being, they could never fill it anyhow.
Right.
They just can't because you know you and you know your God design. So I'll share a story. I had a dear friend. I mean, I love this woman. I just thought she was bee's knees a word.
Yes, bees knees for
I mean, I just loved her. She was my complete opposite, but she just brought just such peace and wisdom every time I encountered her. She was everything in her God design that I wasn't. So I wanted more of that. So I began my chase. I planned it out and I began my chase. And I got to a point in the relationship because the relationship was going somewhere and there was some back and forth. But I got to a point where I realized that if I wasn't calling or if I wasn't inviting, that we wouldn't have a relationship. And so God kind of highlighted that. And one of the hardest things that I've ever done in a friendship like that was just stop calling, stopped messaging, and I stopped calling. And you know what? Crickets. There was nothing. There was nothing in return. There was no, we went a year. Well, we're still actually going. And
Wow.
so it was a knowingness, although it was super duper painful. I'm telling you, I had to really work on healing my heart of bitterness, forgiving her, and really just going to the Lord for those expectations that she brought and being dependent on him, because it was very painful. Because that was more of a through analyzing the situation and through seeing her out a couple times. And yeah, she does the, oh, it's so good to see you. But there's also times where I've seen her where she totally avoids me. So that one was a little bit more difficult because it was actually about me. You know, it was not necessarily wanting a relationship with me, which is her choice. It's
Right.
okay.
Right,
Not
right, right,
everyone you meet is gonna want to be your bestie. But that was a hard pill to swallow, you know, because it was such a personal thing. Like, what do you mean I love you so much? Why don't you love me? Please love me. So
Well, but let's talk about the unspoken messages that we're internalizing as a result of that we need to come against. So like with my trying to connect with this person, the unspoken message, or the internal message I should say, that I said to myself was that I was too much. You know, I
yeah.
felt like I was too much, and I was like you, I wanted to chase her and go, but I'm fabulous. I'm great. I will be your best friend. We will just we'll connect and we'll just do all these things and it'll be awesome. And so when she said no, not because of me, you have to make that line
Right.
that when someone says no or they can't connect with you as a good friend, you have to believe and trust that is something with them, their issue, their time
Yeah.
capacity, whatever it is. It could be a million things, right?
Yeah.
It isn't about you per se. So you have
Yes.
to think, if you're telling yourself these things of I'm too much, okay, just quash that, because God made you beautiful. God made you on purpose. God made you the vivacious, outgoing person that you are, or if you're just kind of shy and contained, whatever it is, God made you like he made you on purpose. Your
Right.
personality is your personality, and it's awesome,
Amen.
no matter what it is. So get over the I'm too much or I'm not enough messages that we tend to do
Absolutely.
to ourselves, which is crazy.
Right.
And then second, refuse the message of that it is a rejection of you. Because
Right.
that's how I saw it. When I got past the I'm too much, it's then, oh, well, I must be broken, flawed, or something that this fabulous person doesn't want to have a connection with me. And that is a lie. That's
Right.
what the enemy wants us to believe, to tear us down and to keep us enslaved in all the negative talk that we give ourselves, the
Right.
self-judgments that we give ourselves, that we lie to ourselves about, you know, that we or
Yeah.
we agree with the enemy's lie that he whispers to us, like they're rejecting you. Because
Right.
if you follow that down a path, oh my gosh, that's a path to destruction.
Yes.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. But I think it's also fair to say that it's also a choice between two people when you're going into a relationship.
Sure.
So, in both of our situations, their choice was not to pursue that relationship. Because Jen and I, well, I have a very busy life because I have children and I'm not available as much because, you know, I'm on my children's schedule. Jen is super busy because she's always super busy with all the things.
I'm
So,
doing a million crazy things that are just, yeah.
yes, So Jen and I really just see each other podcasting, and we, send messages back and forth sometimes and things like that. But Jen and I have a knowingness that we love each other and we
Absolutely.
do value our relationship. So
Absolutely.
we make it a point, even though we're not seeing each other very much, to touch base from time to time. So we have in our relationship both met each other in the middle, where Jen knows I love her because I send, not because I send her a message sometimes, but because I'm putting effort in that relationship. And Jen is reciprocating and she's putting effort in that relationship
Absolutely.
because relationships are between two people, so, or multiple people, but in this case, in two people. So although that woman or the friend, she might not have, it might not have been about me and rejecting who I am, she didn't see enough value in her eyes to pursue that relationship. So it was a ch it, what I'm trying to say there, and I'm probably not doing a good job, but it was her choice.
It was her choice. I was going to say I would challenge the word value.
Yes, right. And it doesn't have to be about me, because
Right. Yeah.
in the past, what I would have done, and maybe some of you find yourself still here today, in the past, I would have changed my too muchness, as Jen addressed, and I would have dulled it down a notch, turned it down a notch. Yeah, that's it. Turned it down a notch.
Hold it down as it
Yeah.
works. Yeah.
To fit what she needed. To it really is my pleasing background. You've all have heard me talk about this. I would have manipulated the situation unknowingly and changed who I was to fit what she needed because I loved her that much.
Yes.
So it was really hard healing from it, because the tools that I used to do in that situation, I was unwilling to do because I was not going to make her love me and manipulate the situation and honestly take away her choice not to have friendship with me,
Right.
because we all get a choice, So it really is a choice. So that was the hard part. If she wanted to make it work, she could have chose to make it work. So that's where it hit home.
And you have to allow for there
Allow it.
are probably things in her life that
Right.
maybe she couldn't choose. Like maybe she wanted to, but just couldn't, like,
Maybe.
because with my situation, this other person, I honestly believe she did not have the capacity. She did not have the availability, and it didn't say anything about me as much
Right.
as she just didn't have the capacity.
Right. In this case, we have ran into each other, and she either does the small talk or she hides. So it's okay,
I've
though.
had that.
For a personality like hers, I can understand how the person that I am, that I'm not willing to compromise, might have been too much for her.
Could
That
have
doesn't
been.
mean I'm too much, because the Lord clearly made me this amazing, beautiful human
Yes. Yes.
who has a big personality, but it might have been too much for her. And that's okay.
Yep,
That is
that could have
her
been.
free will and her choice, instead of manipulating the situation and taking away her choice, because that is not fair to either one of us.
Right.
So allowing her to have that free will and make that choice. So, Gina, I
Absolutely.
think that Gina, the one woman who gave us this topic, that's really how you know when to let go. When the relationship is one-sided, and if the relationship is not going to stand without you doing all the things, then that's when you know to let go. And let go, and let's say it this way: let go and let God. So it let go and give it to God, surrender it to God. And if that person wants that relationship to continue, they know where you're at. They know that you love them because you have proven yourself to them that you have loved them, And not that you need to prove yourself that you love them, but you have shown them that you will return a message. And if they want to message you, call you, email you, what have you, you're there.
Yeah. Well, and I want to talk about the second part too, when it's time to let go, that I thought of. So,
Oh, good.
yeah. So you hear about these cliches of, oh, they were a friend for a season. So,
Yes.
like we've just talked about pursuing new friendships or
Yes.
connections with people that we really liked. So I want to talk about like connections that we've had with people that have been genuine and deep and good,
Yeah.
but they weren't forever. Like you do have good friends that are your friends for life. Like, you know what I mean? And then there are just some people that you were meant to connect with in that moment that God brought into your life for whatever reason, and you build those tight connections, but it wasn't meant to be a close friendship forever. Like you just have to go on and live your
Yes. Say it, girl.
and
We need four parts now, because this series. Oh my gosh. Oh my
well,
gosh.
and I can think of so many people that I've had that happen with where I will think very fondly of a person and I'll think, wow, they were just what I needed in that moment. They accepted me for who I am. It was such an authentic relationship, but why couldn't it be an everyday, forever type of thing? And again, it could be because of capacity or shared experiences. I mean, I don't know why it is that like the relationships can't continue on that close all the time, but there are just times that it's a natural, like we had the moment, we had the tight friendship for whatever it was. And now we have to go. Like it might have been a small group. It might have been a work relationship. It could be a million reasons why you connected really close with somebody and then you're not now close. Not because you had a blow up or anything. And the fact
It's
that you
just
aren't
that season's over.
right, and that's okay. Like you have to be willing to say, that doesn't say anything about either of us. It's just we had the close friendship in the moment. And those are the kind of people that when you do see them, it's like no time has passed and you can connect and it's very authentic and it feels good. It's like eating one of your favorite foods. It gives you that good, great feeling. You know, that's what it's like when you see these people. And
Well, and it's kind of what we talked about at the first part or the first week of this episode, where we talked about that inner circle where people can kind of go in and out of that inner circle. And that's how it looks sometimes. I know that I get really sad when a small group is about to end because, in reality, I know because I've had a history of this. I know that probably means I'm not going to see those people anymore. Or it's going to be very casual, like, seeing them around church and things like that. But it's not that deep, vulnerable connection that you had while you were in that group. So it saddens me. And, it's okay to be sad about those things. In the past, I would have, again, chased and chased and chased. But you just allow what is to be, and value your time together.
It's like being war buddies. So you might have somebody that you fought a war with, and then the war is over. And I use the word war. It could be interchanged with anything, but you experienced something together. You connected just deep levels, and then that part is over. And then you guys kind of move on. But and you're not like at each other's house for dinner all the time, and you're not like calling them for cookie recipes or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's just you don't have that kind of connection, but you've made it a different type of connection that will make you friends for life, just not close inner circle friends. And you have to let go of that expectation because if you think that every deep connection you make with a person is going to be your friend for life, it will disappoint you, I think, because
Amen.
you only, I think a person really only has capacity to have a couple of really good friends, lifelong good friends, and then you have like that secondary inner circle that is people coming in and out, sharing deep things with you, going through like real marriage group or, small groups or church friendships. I mean, it can be a million things. It
And they
literally.
still celebrate you, and you still celebrate them, and you love them. And I think you're right. I think you start it with, like, I don't know why, they can't be our close friends, but I think that's the answer. One of the answers, at least, is because if all those people were to be our besties, we would not have the capacity.
No, we would be worn
I
out.
mean, think about your schedule sometimes, Jen. Would you in a million years have enough time to be the true bestie to all those people? We wouldn't have the space for that. So it doesn't mean it's not sad, but it does mean that we just need to allow those things to go in, those people and connections that God brings into our life to go in and out without manipulation. Without manipulating the situation, is a pleaser that has been healing, and he and I wouldn't say, let's not say healed, but healing pleaser. It's just like you want to grab those old tools of manipulation and be like, I will show them. They're going to be my friend. They're going to see what they're going to miss. But you have to just allow God to do what he does and trust his plans for us, Jeremiah 29:11, and allow for whatever that was for God to bring them into your life, allow that to go as well. So, and it's so much more peaceful than grabbing them by the collar and shaking them and saying, love me, love
Want to be my best friend forever. You want
me,
to come over and you want
love
to,
me. Look how
you want to move in next door to me, and we need to braid our hair and
Yeah,
together, you know.
we're gonna watch our grandbabies on the front porch together.
Newsflash, that's called stalking.
It could have even went to kidnapping level at some points
Oh
for
my
Jen and
gosh.
I. Like, we're like,
Oh.
I'm showing up. I'm taking you, girl.
I'm telling you, I've acted not sane about some friendships that way, where I've just been like, and for me, I internalize a lot of it about me. I make a lot of self-judgments out of it, but I do want to chase after people to prove myself. Let me prove me. Let me
Come
prove how
on.
great I am. You'll just love me. We'll be best friends. Look at all our connections. We get, and it's like, back off, crazy chick, and take a breath and think about what you're saying. Not that, not, and I shouldn't say crazy chick, but you have to, over enthusiastic chick. That's a better way to say that. You have to really just think about the messages that you're saying to yourself that causes you to act that outwardly with someone. If you're secure in yourself, your messages are different when a connection doesn't happen, and you feel good enough to say, well, it just, it didn't happen because, they're don't have capacity. Maybe we don't connect in the same way. Maybe this is just my feelings, not their feelings. And it's totally okay.
It's okay.
It's totally okay.
And
And
can
it's
you
not.
imagine keeping up that pace in a relationship, like chasing all that one-sided? Can you imagine that energy? And to even if that relationship's working, it's all because of the energy you're putting in it. That's just exhausting. And then you don't have time for your family, you don't have time for your real friends who really just genuinely love you as a person, not for the things that you're doing, just your human being, who you're being. It's not fair to either party. So,
It totally isn't. So
yeah, this was good.
this was excellent. Thank you, Gina Ellis.
Again, Gina. Again, look at you, Gina.
And I also, speaking of good friends, a good friend to this podcast and one of our sponsors, Jenny Becknell, is a sponsor. I just want to give a shout out to you. Just a great lady.
Yes.
Miss Savannah, Georgia woman.
We love you
We love you so
deeply.
much. She is a sponsor, a friend, a great lady. Yeah, I just wanted to give her a shout out.
And I just want to say that I'm excited to see what God's doing in her life. She just kind of stepped into a new ministry of her own, and I don't know that she would call it that at this point, but she has a fire burning in her heart for a new mission that she has deeply been touched by. I'm not going to share those details. I will allow her. Maybe we can have her on as a guest someday. That would
Oh,
be
we totally
amazing.
should. She was a guest on an adoption podcast.
Yes.
And if I can find the link to it, I'll put it in our description at some point. But she had a great interview, and she's so insightful. She's one of those folks that
Yeah.
well, I'm glad I'm good friends with her because I adore her, but also she is so unassuming. Like she just pops out these little nuggets of things, and it's like, where'd that come from? You
Yeah.
know? Like she's just like, I'm just Jen, and then she just throws something out. I was like, wow, that's good.
Thanks for that golden nugget.
That, yeah, she's a very knowledgeable, good lady. So I
Yeah.
love you,
And
Jenny
she's so
Bettner.
compassionate. She's so good at seeing all sides of the story. I
Yep.
think that's one of the best qualities about her. When I'll be super mad and frustrated at someone, she will see the good and compassion in that person. And what a beautiful thing that is in such a scary world that she can look for the Lord in that human being.
Yeah, I love her. Thank you,
Yep.
Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. We love you.
Yeah, we love you, love you. So, on that lovely little note, and I'm so glad. This has been a great conversation about friendships.
Yeah.
Very insightful. I hope you found it valuable, folks. And we love your questions. Email us. The email is in the description. We'd love to hear from you. And if you are a Facebook person or an Instagram person, we now have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. Please like us, and you can send us messages through there, post questions on there if you don't want to send an email. But we would love to connect with you on those platforms.
Yes.
So please come find us. And please do join us next week. We do have a very special guest coming.
Oh,
That
sorry.
I again, Tiffany, we just had this conversation about like I'm just kidding. It's so good. Yeah, you be excited, girl. You do you. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm not
But
trying to make her my bestie, although we might already know. Just kidding. But she's amazing, and you're not going to want to miss it. I love stories, and she is an amazing storyteller. So you are in for a treat. So stay tuned, friends.
that's right. So we will see you guys later. Thank you for joining us. We'll see ya.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.